I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classic.
Yeah, it is.
Cinema Classic guy just died.
Oh.
Milos Forman.
Yeah, give me a name of a film.
Interestingly enough, we were already planning on talking about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
You can't beat us.
And here it turns out, Milos Forman dies.
Yeah, yeah.
The day before, we're set to record about this.
You know, it could
be. Do you think we could be responsible?
Well, you think he heard that we're.
Yeah, he wanted to crop out before he heard what we were going to do.
How many other careers we've destroyed in our discussion. But he's also done Amadeus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Most people know that.
The People versus Larry Flint, The Man in the Moon. Films usually about one outsider coming hard up against the establishment or some sort of bureaucracy that they're trying to rise above. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest remains the greatest example of this. It's one of my favorite films.
It shares a singular distinction with two other films that won all five major categories of Oscars.
Yeah.
It Happened One Night, a favorite of mine, Silence of the Lambs, mm-hmm. and this one are the only three that have ever done that. So you're in good company.
Yeah, it's a really dark film. As soon as it opens, you get this sense of dampness. It's got that overcast feeling. Not one time does the sun come breaking through the clouds, any of it. And then for the most part, it takes place in that fluorescent hum of a psych ward.
Yeah. Forman himself lived there for a while just to get the feel of the Oregon State Hospital.
Okay. Based on the Ken Casey novel, Nicholson is R.P. McMurphy feigning mental illness in order to get out of his work duty at prison.
Yeah, so for he which he was in for statutory rape.
Right. Not supposed to be a morally upright character.
He isn't.
He thinks it's going to be a piece of cake. And it turns out not to be, because he runs right up against the bureaucracy of Nurse Ratched, the soul-crushing bureaucracy of Nurse Ratched. And they all suffer some degree of craziness.
When Nicholson first came on the set, he said, "Don't these guys ever break character?" They were all so good.
If you didn't know who Danny DeVito was, you might think he had problems.
He
plays this character, Martini, oddly kind of smiling and inward, and his face is all scrunched up. And the movie does create this hyper real sense of being enclosed.
Oh yeah, except for the fishing scene. It was all filmed in sequence to reinforce the idea you gave. It was a real setting. Louise Fletcher won the Oscar as well.
Right.
Often overlooked for the magnificent performance.
Yes, there's not a villainous like twitch. There's nothing about her that's overtly villainous.
But to reinforce the idea of the craziness of both the set and the place, at one point she took off all of her clothes except for her panties to prove to people that she wasn't the cold fish that she appeared
that
to
right?
be in that role. Is that
to the cast?
Yes.
You got to never heard of that.
I know, right? Isn't that?
They should have institutionalized her. The accusations of misogyny. There may be something to that, but it does not spoil the movie or otherwise undermine its artistic accomplishment. If Nurse Ratched was a bit more overtly villainous and they caricaturized her, I think that would that argument might hold up more. The movie does stand up as a metaphor for fighting any cold, institutionalized bureaucracy that wants to crush the human
spirit. Don't you think in the 1960s, people were well aware of the crushing bureaucracy about the Vietnam War, about racism? They're all concerned about the establishment and the little guy. It's a perfect place for that.
Yeah.
A little bit of frivolous detail. The actors who were asked to play this role before Jack Nicholson got this incredible break. Well, Marlon Brando, Gene Hackman, and Steve McQueen were offered it. Burt Reynolds.
Interesting. Nicholson does, even though you know he's playing, he seems a bit off, right?
It does.
In an intense way.
Before we start going really mad, let's just close off with your final assessment.
As I often do when I show my boys films, I think there are life lessons to be learned. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest certainly is a movie to take with you and carry with you your entire life.
Although you won't learn much about mental institutions.
It's not really about what you know, if it's set amongst logging workers.
That's right.
It's not about logging.
It's not about what it's about.
Yeah, right.
All right. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.